podcasting brought to you by New Constructs, an independent investment research firm committed to helping our clients invest wisely and confidently. Visit newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor and market veteran, David Trainer.
Hi, this is David Trainer, CEO of New Constructs, and today I'm going to share with you some of our top mutual funds. All right, we recently provided a special offer to our clients called our top five mutual funds. We go through and we identify not just those funds that hold the highest quality stocks, and by high quality we mean super high cash flows, super high earnings quality, and cheap valuations. That at the end of the day is how you define risk, right? It's about how much cash flow is the business generating, and then what kind of future cash flows are baked into the current stock price. That's how intelligent investment decisions are made. That's the basis. It's not the 100% part of the process, but it is probably the most important. I'd kind of want to look at charts after I understand cash flow. I want to look at technical trends and technical analysis after I understand cash flow and valuation. Those charts, momentum, those are nice add-ons. But at the end of the day, I can't get a good handle on risk. And at the end of the day, regulators care about risk, all right? And I can't get a good handle on that if I don't understand cash flow and I don't understand valuation intelligently. So, special offers. Five of our top mutual funds. Number one on the list, Fidelity Securities Dividend Growth Fund, ticker FDGKX, gets our very attractive rating. Large cap blend actually ranks first in our first quarter 2015 style ratings update, where we update all the different style categories and we rate them based on the quality of their profits and the quality of the valuation of all the holdings for the funds in that category. And then we also look at total annual cost. And for those who don't know what total annual cost is, visit the education section of our website and click on rating methodologies and you'll see it right away. Total annual cost is an extremely important calculation that allows clients to understand exactly how much they're being charged by ETFs and mutual funds. Check it out. That's our top mutual fund, right? And guess what? It's because it holds good stocks, namely Johnson & Johnson, a stock we own in our hedge fund and one of the top stocks of all the 3,000 companies we cover. What makes it a top stock? The company's profits are accelerating, right? Growing. Over the past decade, they've grown profits by 7% compounded annually. That's net operating profit after tax, or NOPAT, right? Over the last few years, they're growing by 12% compounded annually over the last 3 years. A top return, top quintile return on invested capital, 17%, also helps. What gets us, though, or what seals the deal here, is at $101 a share, J&J has a price to economic book value of 1.0. That means the market is predicting that the company's profits will never grow above their current value. A price to economic book value ratio of 1.0 means price equals economic book value. Economic book value is the no growth value of the stock. So when the price equals the economic book value, the market is implying the company's profits will never grow from existing levels. That's great risk reward, and that's a great reason, one of the main reasons, why Fidelity Securities Dividend Growth Fund gets our very attractive rating. It holds good stocks. If you download any one of our mutual fund reports, you'll get a breakdown of exactly how much that portfolio is in good stocks and bad stocks. You see that the large portion of the portfolio or large piece of the pie is dark red, you probably want to get out of that fund because it's got a higher risk of blowing up. Our mutual fund reports will also show you exactly how we calculate the cost of being in that fund. And by the way, it's not just about expense ratios. It's about hidden items like portfolio turnover, sales charges, redemption fees. Anything that takes money out of your pocket, we calculate that. Advisors and investors, retail investors, love this because there's no other way to get a good handle on this. And we boil it all down into one number, a percentage number, total annual cost. It's apples to apples across all companies. Number five on the list, and by the way, if you want to get the full list, go to the investment research section of our website and click on special offers. Number five on the list, American Beacon Large Cap Value Fund, ticker AAGAX. This fund ranks in the top 1% of the over 7,000 equity mutual funds we cover. This fund has an unusually low cost structure. The total annual costs are just 0.43. It's only 0.43 above its benchmark, which is great. The benchmark is at 0.22. So these guys are at 0.65 for their total annual cost. That's a low number. Sorry for getting that mixed up there. Reading a little bit quickly, too quickly from my notes. And then one of the top five holdings is Wells Fargo. Again, a company we like. So we're going to like funds that own good stocks. Wells Fargo, good stock, all right? And we think that that's what you want to identify. You want to identify mutual funds that own stocks that have good quality of earnings and cheap valuations. And more importantly, though, make sure you're not in a mutual fund that can blow up because they've decided to get into stocks that have too much risk in the form of low quality earnings and high valuations because they are out there. There are a lot of mutual funds that way over allocate and a lot of mutual funds that charge ridiculous amounts of fees. You can see this on our mutual fund screener. You can sort by total annual cost. And when I do that, as we speak right now, I'm clicking on screeners, ETFs and mutual funds. I'm going to screen by total annual cost. And there is the Empiric 2500 fund. Total annual cost, 7.53%. That's how much on average comes out of your pocket over a 3-year time frame. Saratoga Advantage Trust Financial Services Portfolio, 7.27%. Okay, ridiculous. That means they've got to outperform their benchmark by over 7% to justify all their costs. Anyway, the takeaway is check out the special offers, see our top five mutual fund recommendations. These, again, are the best mutual funds based on low costs and best quality earnings.